Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. Happy New Year, everyone. If you made it to today, give the Lord a shout of praise. Stand on your feet, jump around, wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Anyway, thought I'd add a little humor into that. But if you are here and you made it to 2022, you are already blessed to see another day and to be in the land of the living. It's been rough, y'all. I'm not going to even lie. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it. It has been a difficult time. We lost a lot of loved ones this past year, and you know, it hit pretty hard for the holidays. We are, you know, trying to make it through the best we can. We will celebrate their memories. We will remember the good times. We will hold them near and dear to our hearts. At the same time, we still have to carry on. If you have family that you haven't spoken to, if you have loved ones that you haven't seen or talked to, or if you have had a disagreement with someone and you're no longer speaking, let that go. Let all of it go. Call your friend, call your people, call your family members that you haven't spoken to, and just give them a little bit of love and say hello to all of them. So that was the sidebar. That wasn't exactly the topic of what this podcast is about, but I feel that is important. You know, you can forgive people. You can move on. If people are being toxic in your life, that doesn't mean you have to entertain their toxicity, but you can, you know, forgive them, love them from a distance, family included, family, friends, or whomever. That was for somebody. Anyway, that includes myself. You can love people from a distance, but, you know, if people are being toxic and you don't have time for that, then, you know, that's not something that you have to deal with or add to your life. But anywho, let's get on to what today's topic is. I just wanted to pop in and say hello to each and every one of you. It has been a while since I've recorded a podcast episode. So if you are hearing this and this is your first time tuning in, I appreciate you for taking the time to listen, to hear my voice and what I have to say. And welcome to my little world and the side of the internet. But I wanted to talk about, I know everybody says, oh hey, what's our word of the year? What's your, that one word? Last year my word was intentional. It was be intentional. And I believe that word still holds true. I am going to repurpose that word again for 2022. It's not just a word, it is a mindset. So we are already several days into 2022. I'm laser focused this year, more focused than ever. I don't have time to waste. I don't have any energy to waste on people or foolish things. I don't have money to waste. Today's the day we become intentional about whatever it is that we are called to do. So I know everybody, this is January. Everybody wants to have, oh, I set my goals and, you know, I've done that. My goals were resolutions and try to accomplish each and every one of those things. You know, when you start off really good, oh, I'm going to work out 5 days a week. I'm going to, you know, do this. I'm going to do that. And then a few weeks go by. We start out really good. And then we just kind of fall off. And then you beat yourself up, make yourself feel guilty about, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And then, you know, before you know it, it's summertime. You haven't worked out. You still look the same. You're like, man, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, kinda, and all those other things that you say to yourself because you didn't accomplish your goals. But, you know, this year, let it be different. It's not just about goals. Goals are great, but they don't work unless you have a plan of action and follow through. So in my mind, and maybe other people feel the same way that I do, goals are a focal point. It's a list of things that you want to accomplish and you want to work towards. So they don't have any power unless you have a strategy in place to complete each and every task. So as I was stating about losing weight, that's okay. Yeah, that's the goal. And we all want ourselves to look and feel better. We want to feel better about ourselves. We want ourselves to look good in our clothing and attire. We want to have enough energy and strength to, you know, be able to run around with our kids and do whatever it is that we need to do to function on a daily basis. But how are you going to go about this goal? Okay, I'm going to go to the gym. Okay, well, how many times a week are you going to go? What's your workout routine? How long is that workout going to be? What types of food are you going to eat? So basically, if you can set out these goals and everything that you're going to do, but if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a strategy, you know, it makes it a lot harder to operate at any type of level in any area of your life. It doesn't just apply to working out at the gym. So in order to walk in your purpose or your calling or your identity, what steps can you take to accomplish all your goals? What steps can you take to complete the tasks or whatever it is that you want to accomplish this year? How are you going to be more intentional? So going back to my word of the year, I am going to intentionally walk in my purpose. And you're like, okay, what are you talking about? Okay, so I mean, as a person of faith and believer, I'm like, okay, Lord, oh God, show me what my purpose is. Show me what my calling is. What am I supposed to be doing? Why are we here on this earth? What are we put here for? What is our purpose? What is it that you want me to do? So we can set out and do whatever we want to do. You know, we have good intentions of, you know, what plans and things that we think that we're supposed to be doing, you know, but a lot of times God's plans are greater than our, not a lot of times, God's plans are greater than our plans, and his purpose is far greater than what we can do. You know, he lets us in and, you know, we think we're doing big things, but I want to really know, like, what am I supposed to be doing? What is my calling? What is my purpose? You can reflect back on your life. It's like, what were you really good at doing? What are you called to do? What are you good at? What do you gravitate towards? Or what do you believe that you are really supposed to be doing? That's what this whole thing of walking in your purpose is. What are you good at? Are you good with money? Do you donate? Are you good at volunteering? Do you work with people or children? Are you a giver? Do you volunteer? What type of skill set do you have that helps other people? So what can you do to use your gifts and talents and whatever it is that you're called to do to help other people? That was the whole point. And then once you figure out what each part of your goals, not your goals, I'm sorry, what each part of your gifts and talents are, or what it is that your purpose is, then operate in that space. And then set your intention and your mindset on, okay, I'm good at volunteering, but I don't know where to start. Okay, so maybe find a local shelter, maybe reach out to other people, and not just around the holidays, but during different times throughout the year. There's always organizations that you can volunteer your time. Maybe your job has something or an outreach. There's different ministries all over the place. If you wanted to, there's missions. If you wanted to volunteer your time, if you don't have time, some people donate monetarily. And, you know, these are all things that help out other people. How can we help other people and make the world a better place? And it's not just being intentional with, you know, finances or money or volunteering our time. How can we be intentional in our own personal day-to-day life? How can we be intentional with our children? You know, how can we be a better parent? How can we be a better employee? What steps and plans of action do you have in place to accomplish these things? And if you don't have any plans or steps in place, then have a sit down with yourself, get a journal, get a piece of paper, write down, okay, what am I good at doing? What areas do I need to improve in? How can I be of service to other people? And yes, being of service is a very humbling experience, and it allows you to look outside of yourself. It allows you to do something important and significant for somebody other than yourself. And I know the way society and the world is, everybody wants to be so self-centered and selfish, and that's not how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be kind and giving and loving and, you know, reach our world for the greater good and make this world a better place. But how can we accomplish that if everybody is so focused on their self? We can't help others if we're, you know, thinking about, I don't want to help that person because that's going to take up too much of my time, you know. And I'm going all off on the tangent right now, but you get the gist of what I am saying. Be intentional about whatever it is that you set out to do in 2022. Whether it's, as I said, your job, volunteering, being a contributor to monetarily to organizations, whether it's being a better parent, employee, whether it's a personal goal that you're trying to accomplish for your own self, whether it's working out, whether it's, you know, I want to make sure my home is organized this year, I want to go work out 5 times a week, you know, be intentional about all of those different things. So what plan of action do you have? Set yourself up for success. That was the whole point of the podcast. Okay, so I hope you guys, I'm fussing a lot. Hopefully you don't think that I'm fussing, but I want us all to be better people by the end of this year. It's been a real challenge these last couple of years. So I hope that this year turns out a lot better for all of us. We've all struggled. We've all been trying to just make it on a daily basis, just trying to live and survive. It's been hard. It's been very rough. And if you are having a harder time than others, then I hope that you reach out to someone else. I hope you reach out to a family member or a trusted friend if you feel that things are you know, too overwhelming for you. I hope and pray that, you know, you will find some comfort and peace, and have a renewed mindset for this year. Anyway, everyone, I hope you all enjoy your day. I hope you have an awesome year, and leave us a comment. You know, I want to hear what you guys have to say about this podcast and what your thoughts are. So let me know what you thought, and if you want to hear more topics like this. Some of this was candid, some of this was, you know, I thought about some of what I was going to say today, and a lot of it is, you know, off the top. Fresh content for you. So anyway, enjoy your day, enjoy your week, enjoy your month, and let's also be productive and organized this year so everything will flow smoothly and we won't have any hiccups. And remember to be intentional. It's not just a word, it's also a mindset. Okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, take care and be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode. If you have any comments, suggestions, or show topics that you would like for us to discuss, please drop us an email at podcast@ticklesandtots.com, and we would love to connect with you. If you love what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast, leave us a rating, or leave us a message here on the Anchor app. We appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to listen. Take care and be blessed.